Have you ever noticed how some problems in your life refuse to stay solved? You patch up a recurring argument with your spouse, only to find yourself in the same fight 3 weeks later. Your company launches a new initiative to boost morale, but within months, everyone's back to their old complaints. You finally organize your cluttered home, yet somehow the chaos creeps back in. Here's the uncomfortable truth. These problems persist not because you're failing, but because you're solving the wrong thing. You're treating symptoms while the disease thrives beneath the surface. Systems thinking offers a radically different approach, one that reveals the hidden patterns and relationships actually driving these outcomes. Instead of asking what went wrong, it asks what interconnections created this result. This shift in perspective has transformed how leaders from Ray Dalio to environmental scientists approach complex challenges, and it can fundamentally change how you navigate your own life. Your life isn't a collection of separate boxes, work here, relationships there, health somewhere else. It's an intricate web where everything touches everything else. When you stay up late scrolling through social media, you're not just losing sleep, you're triggering a cascade that affects hormone regulation, food cravings, energy levels, relationships, and stress, bringing you back to your phone again. Every system contains three fundamental components. Elements are the visible actors, your heart, blood vessels, and lungs in your circulatory system, or each person in a family. But elements matter least. The real power lies in interconnections, relationships between elements, and purpose, revealed through behavior, not stated intentions. A school claiming education is its priority while slashing teacher salaries reveals a different purpose through its behavior. The most profound changes happen when you shift interconnections or redefine purpose, not when you swap out elements. Systems thinking isn't universal. It's one tool among many. Linear thinking works beautifully for simple cause and effect. Your phone dies, so you charge it. But apply that logic to declining team productivity, and you'll blame the wrong thing, maybe laziness, when the real issue is poorly designed workflow creating constant interruptions. The key is recognizing which problems demand systems thinking, those that are complex, important, recurring, and have resisted previous solutions. Red flags reveal when you're treating symptoms rather than systems. If effort wildly exceeds what a problem should require, constantly hiring to fix turnover without examining why people leave, you're chasing symptoms. When everyone knows the solution but nobody acts, maintaining inefficient processes because that's how we've always done it, you're witnessing a system at work. Beware phrases masking deeper issues. Let's fix it quick hides festering problems. We must respond right away triggers panic-driven decisions. You're overthinking things, dismisses analysis needed for lasting solutions. Understanding system architecture requires knowing three elements. Stocks are measurable foundations at any moment. Bank balance, inventory, current mood. Flows are actions changing those stocks. Money earned and spent, products manufactured and sold, experiences affecting spirits. Stocks change slowly while flows shift quickly, creating sudden tipping points. Feedback loops emerge when stock changes affect their own flows. Reinforcing loops amplify change. The rich get richer. Balancing loops resist change. Body temperature stays constant despite external conditions. Policy resistance occurs when different parts of a system have conflicting goals, creating a tug-of-war that exhausts everyone while the system stays stuck. Romania's 1967 abortion ban tragically illustrates this. Dictator Nicolae Ceausescu outlawed abortion to boost population, and births initially tripled. But women resisted through dangerous illegal procedures, tripling maternal mortality rates. Unwanted children flooded orphanages, and the policy failed catastrophically because it fought against the system's actual dynamics. Sweden took a different approach to low birth rates in the 1930s. Instead of forcing change, they found common ground. Everyone agreed children should be wanted and well cared for. Sweden provided free contraceptives and abortion while investing in education, healthcare, and family support. By aligning everyone around shared purpose rather than overpowering resistance, they created lasting change. The lesson? When you encounter policy resistance, don't push harder. Step back, understand what each part truly needs, and find solutions that serve the whole system. Systems rise or fall to meet the standards you set. Teachers expecting little get little. Companies tolerating mediocrity normalize it. This drift to low performance creates a downward spiral. Dropping performance lowers expectations, which reduces effort, further degrading performance. The cycle moves so gradually, nobody notices until excellence becomes a distant memory. Breaking this pattern requires resetting standards. Maintain absolute expectations regardless of current performance, like parents holding firm on bedtime routines. Or anchor goals to past best performances, reminding the system what it's capable of achieving. When couples constantly fight and expect more fights, they're caught in this drift. Each argument lowers relationship expectations, reducing vulnerability and increasing conflict. Reversing the spiral means consciously seeing the best in each other, remembering better times, and believing those times are possible again. The financially successful use existing wealth to generate more wealth in a reinforcing loop. Meanwhile, the poor face compounding disadvantages. Worse education leads to worse jobs, higher interest rates, and fewer opportunities to build assets. Breaking these success-to-the-successful traps requires external intervention, progressive taxation, scholarships, healthcare assistance, giving disadvantaged parts of the system a chance to escape the downward spiral. Systems thinking becomes practical when you shift your questions. Instead of who's to blame, ask what patterns keep producing this result. Instead of how do I fix this quickly, ask what interconnections am I missing? In relationships, your partner isn't the problem. The system you've co-created is. Dr. John Gottman identified four communication patterns that predict divorce: criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. These aren't character flaws, they're reinforcing feedback loops. Contempt triggers defensiveness, which increases criticism, which deepens contempt. Breaking this requires recognizing your interconnected parts of a shared system. Healthcare demonstrates this power. Medical errors once led to blaming individuals: the nurse who gave the wrong dose, the doctor who missed a diagnosis. Systems thinkers asked, what about medication labeling makes errors likely? How do workloads affect decisions? This shift produced standardized reporting, procedural checklists, and safety guidelines that have saved countless lives. Apply this to your challenges. When problems recur, map the elements, interconnections, and purpose. Draw diagrams showing how factors influence each other. Gather perspectives from everyone involved. You'll discover hidden connections. Systems thinking reveals what's actually there. Most problems are symptoms of deeper patterns. The most effective intervention often lies far from where symptoms appear. Everything connects, and your choices ripple outward in predictable ways. This perspective exposes leverage points, small changes producing outsized results. You can stop fighting natural patterns and start working with them, breaking cycles that have trapped you for years. The path forward isn't viewing every situation through a systems lens, it's expanding your repertoire. Practice identifying interconnections in everyday situations. Notice feedback loops in your habits, relationships, and work. Ask what purpose systems actually serve, regardless of what they claim. Start small. Choose one recurring problem and map it as a system. What elements are involved? How do they connect? What feedback loops maintain the pattern? What happens if you change interconnections rather than elements? The answers might surprise you and free you from patterns you thought were permanent. Your life is a system, and you have more power to shape it than you imagined.